At Caligari Carnival, Kevin had been embarrassed to be ambidextrous, but Esme had lured him into joining Olaf's troop by tying Kevin's right hand behind his back, so no one would know it was as strong as his left.
"Remember, boss, we're new to the troop, so we don't always know what's going on."
"I remember when I first joined Olaf's troop," the other white-faced woman said. "I'd never even heard of the Snicket file."
"Working for me is a hands-on learning experience," Olaf said. "You can't rely on me to explain everything to you. I'm a very busy man."
"I'll explain it, boss," said the hook-handed man.
"Count Olaf, like any good businessman, has committed a wide variety of crimes.
But these stupid volunteers have gathered all sorts of evidence and filed it away," Esme said. "I tried to explain that crime is very in right now, but apparently they weren't interested." Sunny wiped another tear from her eye and sighed. The youngest Baudelaire thought she'd almost rather be pinched again than hear any more of Esme Squalor's nonsense about what was in, the word that Esme used for fashionable, and what was out.
"We need to destroy those files, or Count Olaf could be arrested," the hook-handed man said. "We have reason to believe that some of the files are at VFD headquarters."
"What does VFD stand for?"
The voice of Colette came from the floor of the automobile. Count Olaf had ordered her to use her skills as a carnival contortionist to curl up at the feet of the other members of the troop.
"That's top-secret information," Olaf growled, to Sonny's disappointment. "I used to be a member of the organization myself, but I found it was more fun to be an individual practitioner."
"What does that mean?" asked the hook-handed man.
"It means a life of crime," Esme replied. "It's very in right now."
"Wrong death."
Sunny could not help speaking through her tears. By wrong death, she meant something along the lines of, an individual practitioner means someone who works alone instead of with a group, and it has nothing to do with a life of crime. And it made her sad that there was no one around who could understand her.
"There you go, babbling away," Esme said. "This is why I never want to have children, except as servants, of course."
"This journey is easier than I thought," Olaf said. "The map says we just have to pass a few more caves."
"Is there an inn hotel near the headquarters?" Esme asked.
"I'm afraid not, sweetheart," the villain replied. "But I have two tents in the trunk of the car. We'll be camping on Mount Fraught, the summit of the Mortmain Mountains."
"The summit?" Esme said. "It'll be cold at the highest peak."
"It's true," Olaf admitted. "But full spring is on its way, so before long it'll be a bit warmer."
"But what about tonight?" Esme Squalor said. "It is definitely not in for me to set up tents in the freezing cold."
Count Olaf looked at his girlfriend and began to laugh, and Sunny could smell the foul breath of his nasty giggles.
"Don't be silly," the villain said finally. "You're not going to set up the tents, Esme.
You're going to stay nice and toasty in the car. The buck-toothed baby will set up the tents for us."